It is Thursday, August 30, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
And I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF is supported by Clubhouse Fitness and Health Club, offering a three-day introductory pass, which includes TRX, Fit Challenge, Zumba, and Les Mills classes. Located on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, parking passes are included. ClubHAUSFitness.com.
The KUAF website giveaway and Walton Arts Center are offering you the chance to win two tickets to the 10x10 Arts Series. This series includes 10 performances from jazz, dance, theater, classical, and world music performances. The drawing will be held Friday, September 4th during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information available at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a new sculpture on the University of Arkansas campus honors Silas Hunt, a pioneer at the school. Yesterday, the sculpture was formally dedicated. Plus, Lee Creek is ready for a cleanup.
But first, yesterday, Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman and 3rd District Representative Steve Womack announced that a $10 million award from the Department of Transportation has been earmarked for Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport. According to a release from Senator Pryor's office, the money will go toward repaving the airport's runway and enhancing airfield operations. The unemployment rate in Northwest Arkansas edged up slightly last month. 6.1% of the labor force were actively looking for work in the month of July. That's up from 5.7% in the previous month. In the Fort Smith region, the unemployment picture a little bleaker. In July, the rate jumped to 8.5%. That's up from 7.7% in June. The July unemployment rates for both areas were down when compared to July of the previous year.
The Drug Enforcement Agency made a large drug bust in the area yesterday. Operation Great Scott, which targeted a drug trafficking operation in Waldron with connections in Fort Smith, Mena, and Dallas, Texas, resulted in the arrest of 20 people charged with drug trafficking and firearms offenses. More than 11 pounds of methamphetamine, upwards of 70 pounds of marijuana, 28 firearms, 2 bulletproof vests, and more than $50,000 were confiscated from those arrested. According to the release by the U.S. Attorney Connor Eldridge, who serves the Western District of Arkansas, the investigation involved more than 40 controlled purchases of methamphetamine. Eldridge said that at times, persons under the age of 18 were allegedly used to distribute drugs. The investigation was a joint effort by a number of local, state, and federal agencies.
Sidewalk construction is continuing in downtown Fayetteville. City crews are still replacing crosswalks on Dixon Street, and the city's Streets Committee has now decided on a plan for replacing sidewalks along another downtown street. At its meeting this week, the committee decided upon a plan for replacing sidewalks along Center Street. The city had originally planned to replace the sidewalks as they are currently laid along both sides of the street, but an alternative was presented that included the construction of so-called bump outs on both sides of the street, similar to ones that were built during the reconstruction of Block Avenue. The Streets Committee achieved a compromise that will see the walks on the north side of the street replaced with sidewalks of the same width, but 2 to 3 bump outs will be built on the south side, making room for street furniture or for sidewalk cafes if businesses want to apply for the appropriate permits. Though the plan makes sense for the usages of current businesses on the street, City Planning Director Jeremy Pate says that the city can revisit the issue in the future.
Obviously, when we build streets and sidewalks, though, they may be there for the next 50, 60 years. In a lot of the cases, that's what we're replacing, are 50, 60, 80-year-old sidewalks. So to say that, you know, the use there is always going to be the same use, it's always going to be law offices on the north side, I don't necessarily think that's the case. 50 years ago, it probably wasn't the case. There are some empty buildings on the north side, and there's a movement by some people that live and work in that area to try to invigorate the north side just as successfully as the south side has been. So to add restaurant space or add other spaces within that area.
The construction along Center Street should be complete in little more than a month's time. Also during the meeting this week, the committee decided to move forward with building a tunnel under Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard that will connect the city's Frisco Trail to a trail that will extend south to Walker Park. Jeremy Pate says that the tunnel will be purpose-built for the trail, like the recently finished tunnel beneath Garland Avenue, but unlike the other tunnels on the city's trail system.
The other tunnels that we've used thus far have all been retrofits. They've basically been drainage tunnels that we retrofitted in order to allow for pedestrian activity. It still means water will flow through them, though, you know, during high events. So if we get all this rain projected to come our way, likely those tunnels will be inundated with water. The ones that are for pedestrian use, though, like Garland and MLK, we actually design and install pumps in those so that any water that gets in them from basically just the sidewalk or the trail leading into it drains automatically to a basin, and that's pumped right out.
The city has yet to obtain construction estimates for the tunnel, but Pate guesses the tunnel would be complete in about 9 to 12 months' time after construction begins. He says that should be this spring.
Governor Mike Beebe proclaimed yesterday that all U.S. and Arkansas flags are to be flown at half-staff today to honor the life of a U.S. Marine whose remains have returned to Arkansas after 37 years. U.S. Marine Private First Class James Ricky Maxwell died in Vietnam in 1975. His remains were recently recovered and have now been returned to Arkansas, where they will be laid to rest with full military honors today in his hometown of Center Ridge, just northwest of Morrilton. Paul Maxwell, brother of PFC James Maxwell, says his brother has had a strong desire to serve his country, and he thinks he died doing just that.
I think that's what he wanted, and I think he was ready for any consequence that happened. You know, he was a brave brother. He had grit. You know, he wasn't afraid of nothing. You know, and I don't think he would regret anything.
Paul Maxwell says that it was hard on his mother when the family first learned that James Maxwell's remains would return home, but he says it's a comfort to know he'll now be resting nearby.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lost their fifth game in a row last night in North Little Rock. They lost to the Travelers 4-3. The Naturals have two more games in North Little Rock, including one tonight, before they return to Springdale for their last home series of the regular season, which will be Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day. The Arkansas men's golf team opens its season ranked 8th in the nation, according to a coaches poll released yesterday. It's the poll from the Golf Coaches Association of America. Arkansas is one of two teams ranked in the top 10 who did not finish in the top 15 of the NCAA championships last year. Three other SEC teams are ranked in the poll. Alabama is number one. Auburn is ranked 6th. Texas A&M is 10th. The Razorback golf team will open their season September 9th at the Gopher Invitational in Minnesota. The Hogs have finished in the top 3 of that event for the last 3 years. They won the event last year.
Expect overcast skies this evening. Showers and thunderstorms are likely. A low of 72 with an 80% chance for rain in northwest Arkansas. Low of 77 and a 90% chance for rain in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy with thunderstorms expected. Highs in the low 80s with a 100% chance for rain in northwest Arkansas. 90% in the River Valley. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50 to 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms.